Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Trace, did you pay attention a lot in, I think this was like grade school, middle school, when weather was discussed?
Oh, I mean, yeah, the cloud poster. Oh, I love the cloud poster.
I never remember which are which, and the kids are constantly correcting. No, Mom, it's cumulus.
That's a cirrus. Where have you been? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm hoping the rest of our listeners are a bit in that page because we're going to talk about hail, soccer ball sized hail today.
Ooh.
And I'll give you some background, but I follow a person on social media whose username is XKCD.
Yeah, I love XKCD. It's so cool.
His name is Randall Monroe, and he's got a degree in physics, and he's worked in robotics at NASA, and he's done some cool stuff. And one of his fun things that he does now is responds to people's what if questions. So he says it's serious answers to absurd questions and absurd advice for common concerns.
Although I will say that he tends to go into the nerd weeds so far that sometimes I'm like, Chaz, can you tell me why this is funny? Because
right?
I don't know.
I was quite pleased. This was clearly designed for the son that asked the question. I'm like, there we go. That's my level.
You're like, thank you. Could we put this down at like a, yeah, because like the computer science stuff where he has code mm-hmm. and Chaz reads it and he's like, oh, this is so funny. And I'm like, I don't, that's a semicolon. I don't know what that means.
I know. Oh, the way he ended that style tag. Yeah.
Like, can we go back to the giant hail, please? That's much more my speed.
Yeah. So people write in and query him. And one person said, my 4-year-old son and I were wondering about soccer ball sized hail today. How much damage would a hailstorm with size 5 soccer balls sized hails do?
Is that even possible?
Well, that's part of it. The answer is no.
Okay.
Shall we get into it? So
yes.
Hailstones fall from storms. We all know that. They go up and they're floated around on the updraft of a storm. And they pop around like a popcorn machine. And they do that until the updraft can't support them anymore. So as they pop around in there, they're gaining mass because they get more water that freezes on them. And so they keep gaining their mass. Once they hit too heavy for that updraft to take them still, they fall out.
Ah.
So okay. There's your quick hail tutorial. Here's a fun fact. Pilots can be flying above the cloud line in a sunny day and it can be beautiful. And they can have hail spitting up at them. Because sometimes that updraft is really strong and it's shooting hail out the sides and the top.
What?
Yeah, isn't that fun? Pilots, it's terrifying and awesome. So let's talk hail size. We here in the Northwest tend to fall into the pea or marble size, thank goodness, as a general rule. And so once they hit terminal velocity, which is the speed at which drag balances out gravity. So gravity is pulling them to the ground, but the drag of, you know, the wind and the air are slowing them down. So they finally fall and they max out at 10 or 20 miles an hour. That's as fast as they're going to get. So okay. They hit you and they hurt you.
Yeah.
But it's not horrible. You're not dented or bruised. So that's Northwest hail generally. Texas hail is where we're going next. And lots of stormy places. But my grandpa lived in Texas. And I remember getting pictures of his car. It was like a Mercury Sable. It was new. It was the 90s. It was beautiful. But it was filled with these little golf ball shaped dents because he'd left his car out. And
ooh.
Those babies can get up to 60 miles an hour.
Wow.
So you can definitely be injured there. The biggest hail sizes that have been observed are about egg or baseball size. Those ones are falling really fast and can kill people. They do extreme damage to cars. There was a storm in 2002 in China that dropped egg-sized and baseball-sized hailstones and killed several dozen people and hospitalized many others.
Holy cow.
So hail is a big deal. So
yeah.
let's get to the question. What if the hail was soccer sized? Can it happen? What would it look like? I've already said it cannot. because that would be more than twice the weight of the heaviest hailstones on record. And it would be depending on that updraft to keep it in a storm long enough for it to gain its mass. However, if it did exist, Randall Monroe has fully answered the question for us. Terminal velocity would be roughly 140 miles an hour, which he says is really fast.
Wow.
It could punch right through the roof of a car or your home. So sheltering indoor might not be enough if we had hail that size.
Wow. Yeah, you'd need like a bunker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I have a friend that lives in Kansas and people get their roofs destroyed by hail when it's tornado season. Wow.
Yeah. So that's the answer to the question. If it happened, it would be ridiculously dangerous. But it can't happen, and we're all safe. Glide on, little hailstone! Please don't destroy my car!
That was great.
Thanks, Randall Monroe.
Well, if you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And wherever you listen, please like and subscribe. Check out our Instagram for fun science and history facts. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.